Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Grateful, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My, what a joy it is to be able to tell the Lord that you love him on tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but I love him. I love him. I love him more than I did on yesterday because he's been just that good. There's nobody in the whole wide world has been as good to me as my loving Father, Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the great I am, the El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, saints of God, lift your hands tonight. Open up your mouth and declare your love for the Lord tonight because you got to love him today because he put breath in your body. You got to love him today because he gave you the activities of your limbs. You got to love him today because he healed you. He saved you. He redeemed you. You got to love him today. You got to love him today, saints. Oh, my heart is so full tonight. Hallelujah. I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and he's been so good.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, bringing you greetings from Portland, Oregon, where the Lord God people have been worshiping and praising the Lord all day long. We just don't do it on Sunday now. But I just tell you, I just left a musical, and that the theme for the musical was Let's Have Church, and they was not playing. Oh, my goodness. So my heart is just full tonight. I'm just excited tonight about what God is getting ready to do in our midst. I bring you greetings. And I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. This is our last worship experience with each other before Christmas. And I might not get the chance to say it on Christmas morning, so I'm saying it to you now. You might not get the chance to hear it on Christmas morning. So listen up, saints of God. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. What a glorious day it is. And we are just so honored that you took up the time to come and worship with us on tonight at the Light of Portland. I want to give glory and honor to God. Truly, because he is the head of my life, and I truly love him with all of my heart and my soul. I'm sorry, I sound like a broken record, but I love him tonight, saints. Oh, yes, I do. We want to give much love and respect to those that co-labor with us to advance the kingdom of God, to make this platform possible. We thank God for the Butterfields, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and those that labor right here in the city with us, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather. We're just truly grateful to God for them. And for the woman of God that covers us all in prayer, Archbishop Ruth Smith. We're just thankful to God for her prayers and for the woman of God that she is. She speaks life into us. If you've ever been in Archbishop's presence, you know what I mean. She's life. Amen. She's a woman that loves the Lord, a woman who's serious about the work of the Lord. And so we're truly grateful to God that we have this opportunity to share in that with her. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different. For those of you that know me, you know I'm not a stickler on just doing things the regular traditional way. My friend and my sister, Pastor Pamela Laws, is unable to be with us on tonight. But I know that on this call, there are some prayer warriors. There are some people that don't mind talking to Jesus. And if you are one tonight that would like to render prayer tonight, and I'm going to tell you what we're praying for, just push one because I know I got some prayer warriors. They don't care. Just push one. Tonight, I want to pray. We're going to pray for Pastor Laws and her family. They had a death in the family this morning, and her 11-year-old granddaughter, it's her father, the 11-year-old's father. So praying for this baby girl who's 11 who lost her father this morning. We're not only praying for Pastor Laws and her family, but we're praying for so many people across this country. People in Kentucky lost lives last week during the storm, and we know that people are still dying from COVID, those who have not been vaccinated and those who have been vaccinated. Heard a man testify today that every time he get a chance to praise the Lord, he's going to praise the Lord because God healed him from COVID. And we know that there are still some people trying to deal with this and live with this and make it through. Tonight we're praying. We're praying for those who are considering suicide. We're going to pray for those who are houseless. We're going to pray for those who are looking for employment. And I want the prayer warriors to press one on your phone, and I'll clear the line so that you can pray. But we want to bombard heaven. We're going to pray for just a little bit. We're going to hear a song, and then we'll hear a word from the Lord. Is anybody want to say a prayer tonight? Anybody on the call, you are welcome. This is your opportunity to press one on your line, and you may pray. Well, I knew I had a prayer warrior on the line. Deaconess, I yield the call over to you. Deaconess Faye, Cassandra Faye Robinson.
Hallelujah, 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 saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, all praise be unto my Lord and Savior. My King of kings, the Lord of lords, the great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the God that was and is to come soon and very soon. We will go and see the King. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, how we thank you this evening, Father God, for being in the midst of us, Lord God. How we adore you, Lord God. How we magnify your righteous and holy name. Lord God, we come, Father God, because you said that men should always pray and faint not. You said, Father God, that you will be with us even until the end of this age. God, we know right now that you are in the midst of us. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We praise your name, Lord God. You said if you would be lifted up from this earth, you would draw all men unto yourself. God, we are lifting you up, Father God. We're lifting you up high. Father God, we glorify you. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you. We magnify you. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We can't say it enough, Lord God, for all the things that you have done, doing, and yet to do in our lives, in this city, Father God, in this country, in this whole world, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to stir up the gift, Father God. Stir up, Father God. Stir up, Father God. Stir up, Father God, the gift, Father God, of life in the name of Jesus. Lord God, right now, Father God, we pray right now for Pastor Laws, Father God. We ask you to touch, Father God. Touch right now in a mighty special way, Lord God. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Touch our granddaughter right now. We ask you, Father God, to comfort them, Father God, in the loss of their loved one, Father God. It's never easy, Father God, to lose a loved one, Father God. I know we've been there, Lord God. But God, I know, God, that you will lift them up, Father God. You will raise up, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch the hearts right now, God. Touch in a mighty, mighty, mighty special way, Lord God. Let them know, Father God, that you are still God and you're God all by yourself. You are yet in control. You never make a mistake. God is, yes, we were born in this old simple world. As sure as we were born, we're going to all die one of these old days. But the thing is, will we be ready, Father God? Will we be ready, Father God? I pray that our houses are in order, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that our houses are in order, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you never left us. Oh, even if we left you, Father God, for a season, Father God, you were right there all the time, Father God. You never left us, Father God. We give you the glory, Lord God. We honor you. Oh, God, we give you the highest of praises tonight. God, we say hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will, Father God. Let thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. And give us this day our daily bread, Father God. Oh, God, continue to walk with us, Lord God. Oh, talk with us, Father God. Give us our eyes to see like you see, Father God. Clean us up, Father God, from the inside out, Father God. Somebody right now tonight need a heart surgery. Father God, touch you and move in their hearts, Father God. Pick their hearts up, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that they should love their brothers as themselves, Father God. Let them love one another, Father God, because you are God of love, Father God. Oh, Father God, regardless of the color of the creed, Father God, we all your children, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God, for touching hearts right now. Regulate minds right now, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, Father God, Father God, touch in a mighty special way. Let us walk in your will and in your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give us hands, Father God, that we will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, touch, Lord God. Use me, Lord God. Use us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just want to be used by thee, Lord God. Oh, God, take us out of self, Lord God, and let your Holy Spirit dwell all over us right now, God. In the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. God, we glorify you. We honor you, Lord God. We magnify your righteous and holy name, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. My heart says yes, Lord. My soul says yes, Lord. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit. Move in the name of Jesus. God, I love you tonight. I love you, Lord God. I love you for what you did for me way back on Calvary, Lord God. Oh, God, you died, but you didn't stay dead. You got up, Father God, with all power in your hand. Oh, Father God, you're yet alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us right now, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Hey, right now, God, I honor you, Lord God. Move all in Portland tonight, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit, Father God, go from door to door, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch, Father God, that woman or man that's contemplating suicide, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts, Lord God. Let them know that life is worth living. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we praise you tonight. We honor you, Lord God, for the things that you've done and the things that you're going to do. Oh, God, we glorify you. Oh, God, how I love you. I thank you for my family and friends, Lord God. I thank you for my pastor tonight, God. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Lord God. I thank you for the deacons and the brothers, Lord God. I thank you for the deaconesses, Lord God. I praise you, Father God, in season and out of season. Oh, God, keep us as the apple of your eyes tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord God, with everything in me, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God, because, Daddy, you've been so good to me. Lord God, you woke me and my family up this morning. God, as many didn't wake up on this side, but God, you called us by name. You woke my church family up, God. You woke up the proud family, Lord God. We give you the glory, God. For your goodness, Father God, and your mercy, Lord God, it shall follow us, Lord God, all the days of our lives, and we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, I bless you, God, for you've been so good to me, Lord God. You saved me, Lord God, when I was sinking so deep in sin. Hey, oh, God, you picked me up. You placed my feet back on that right path. And, Lord God, that's why I praise you, because you never left me, Father God. Even when I was in my sin, God, you was right there all the time. Praying patiently, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for guiding my footsteps, God. When I was blinded, Father God. When I was blinded, Father God. But I thank you, Lord God, that I can see now. I can see, God. Thank you for opening my eyes, Lord God. Oh, I bless you, Father. Oh, how I bless you, Lord God. How I bless you, Lord God, that you have done for the things you're going to do. God, I give you the glory. I honor you, Lord God, as I bow down before you tonight, God, just to reverence you, Father God, just to lift your name on high. Oh, God, how I love you, Lord God. I thank you for saving me and turning me around. Thank you for setting me free, God. Hey, thank you for setting me free, God. Hey, thank you, Lord God. Hey, thank you. I praise you, God. Oh, God, I give you the glory. I love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, you've been so good to us, Lord God. You have kept this pestilence, Father God. You have kept it away from our family. You have kept it away from the church family. God, guardian angels about us, Father God. All night, Lord God, and all day, Father God, you keep your angels all around us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, I bless your name, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, how I love you. I love you tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. They don't know like I know what you've done for me, Lord God. Ooh. You don't know my story. You don't know my pain. And you don't know what God has brought me. That's why I pray like I pray. Ooh. That's why I cry like I cry. Because I know my Father catches every tear in a bottle. Not a tear will be lost. Oh, God, I give you glory. I give you the praise. Oh, God, I give you the praise. Thank you, Lord God. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray, God, have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, God. Thank you, God. Bless your name this evening, oh God. God, we come before you, oh God. Just bow down, oh God, and humble as we know how, oh God. Just thanking you for this day, oh God. Thanking you, Lord God, for you are so good. You are magnificent, oh God. You are everything that we need. And oh, how we love you, Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Oh, how we love you, Lord. We love you more than anything, God. We bless your name this evening, God.
Yeah.
You are worthy of all of our praise, oh God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. We will not be glory stealers. Mm. We will lift you up, oh God, and magnify your name. We will come boldly before the throne with a humble heart, oh God, knowing that you hear and answer prayer. God, you are a prayer answering God. And so now, God, we come before you on behalf of Pastor Laws and her family, God. We ask that you would bless them, that you would give them peace, God, that you would strengthen them, oh God.
Yes.
God, just be with them tonight. Be with that 11-year-old daughter who lost her father. Be with her tonight, oh God, as she cries in the middle of the night. Be with her, oh God. God, just be with her and comfort her, God.
Yes,
there's nothing else that we can do but just to hold that baby in our arms. And God, we thank you, oh God, because we know that you can ease our pain, oh God. It's so fresh and it's just so before Christmas, oh God. But be with the family, God.
Yes, God.
Strengthen them, oh God.
Yes, God.
Oh God, I don't know. I know that Pastor Law knows you, God. God, just be with her, God.
Yes.
Be with her family as she prays for her family. As she intercedes for her family,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We pray for all those that might be thinking about suicide, that Jesus. Might want to harm themselves, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
God, just take that thought away, God. Throw it in the river, God. It's a sin. Throw it in the river and
never to be
remembered anymore. Take it out of their mind, out of their thoughts, out of their hearts, oh God. Oh God, don't let them do it, God. Let them call the number that they should call for needing help, oh God, dear God.
Mm.
We just have to go for it, ask for it. Don't be ashamed. Don't be proud, because pride goes before destruction. So God, be with them that thinking about harming themselves, God. Help them get on a road and a path that leads directly to you, oh God. Because of Jesus, God, that way, God, there's a bridge that leads to you. We've been separated, God, because of our sin. Father, forgive us of our sins.
Yes, God.
Forgive us of anything that we've done that was not pleasing to you, oh God. God, you be with us, oh God, and you make us and shape us and mold us as to what you would have us to be. You are the shepherd, and we are the sheep, oh God.
Mm.
God, you will lead us, oh God, in a straight, smooth path. We just need to follow you. We need to hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God. For you already know the thoughts that you have towards us,
yes,
the thoughts that are good and bring us to an expected end. God, we need you. You don't need us. And so, God, we just want to be yours, oh God. We want to be loving and kind like you are, God. We want to be kind and loving and hopeful, faithful, trustful. God, those are things that we want to be. We want to be a light that's on a hill, oh God. Help us to be a light in this dark world, oh God. Father, there are some that need you for one thing and some that need you for another. Some people need you to fix their kidney. Some people need you to fix their eyes. Some people need you to fix their feet so that their feet will walk. Oh, God, whatever they need tonight, oh, God, grant it to them, oh, God. God, we're praying for those that need you, oh, God, to intervene in their body, to intervene in their life, oh, God, to make a way out of no way. The doctors have given up on them, God, but we know that you are the real and true doctor, and you will not give up on us, God. You might not make it happen now, but you will eventually, even if it's on the other side. And so, God, we're praying for miracles tonight.
Yeah.
Miracles, because you are a miracle worker, Jesus. And we need a miracle in our lives. We pray for Cousin Betty. We pray for Cousin Cheryl.
Yes,
we pray for J.B. Kimmons, oh, God. We pray for all those that are on the dialysis, oh, God, that go on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then those that are going on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Bless them, oh, God. Bless them, oh, God. Thank you for the, thank you, oh, God, for giving them the advance of how to treat these issues in our body, God. You gave the doctors the instruction and the knowledge to do it. They didn't do it on their own.
Oh, God.
So, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh,
God.
Oh, God, we might not deserve any of it, God, but you are that just, God. You love us just enough that you will throw our sins into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered no more. All we have to do is confess. Confess with our heart and our mind and our soul. Oh, God, believe, believe, God. We have to have faith, oh, God, the size of a mustard seed. Oh, God, just give us a little bit of, oh, God, so that we can walk on,
God,
so that we can continue on this path, oh, God. Oh, the way might be hard. The road might be rough. Oh, but my God, he will pull us through.
Hallelujah.
He will walk us through. We will see light at the end of the tunnel.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Be with us tonight,
Lord.
Everyone that's on this call, no matter who, God. Bless them,
God.
Bless the ministers, the pastors.
People,
bless all your people, oh, God. Bless everyone that's on this call. Bless every state that's represented, oh, God. We need you, oh, God. We need you to intervene in our hearts, oh, God, and give us a transfusion, God. Give us your blood, oh, God. Woo! Give us your love, oh, God, so that we can walk like you would have us to walk. We can talk like you would have us to talk. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, how I love you,
God.
Oh, how I love you, God. Thank you, God, for your love, God, for your peace and your joy, God. Don't know what we would do without you, God. Oh, God, step in right now, oh, God, and heal these bodies. Heal these bodies, oh, God. God, catch those tears that that baby was shed, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray right now, God. We pray to you right now, oh, God, because we know that you are a healing God. You are a loving God. You are a doctor when we need a doctor. You're the lawyer in the courtroom, God. You're whatever we need, oh, God. And we can come to you at any time, day or night. It doesn't matter. You're 24/24. You're not 24/7. You're 24/24. In the midnight hour, early in the morning, in the noonday, God, we can come to you, oh, God, and you will hear us, oh, God. Hear our cry, oh, God. Hear our cry, oh, God. Attend unto our cry, oh, God. Be with us tonight, oh, God. God, we just thank you, God.
Thank you.
And as we prepare to celebrate your birthday, we say happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You died, God, a horrible death. Your son died a horrible death, God.
Yes.
Oh, but it was for a reason, oh, God.
Thank you.
He was obedient unto you unto the cross, oh, God. He died, God. He went and got the keys and took them from hell, oh, God. Oh, but where is he now? Where is he now? He's sitting at the right hand, looking down on us, oh, God, covering us with the blood, oh, God, so that you don't see our mess. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Thank
we give you our love, God.
Yes.
We give you our love, God, because
Hallelujah.
You first loved us, God. We love you tonight,
thank
oh, God.
You,
and we thank you, oh God. We ask that you would bless us, oh God, and be with us, oh God. We pray all these prayers in your darling son, Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? It's a prayer meeting tonight,
Hallelujah.
Y'all. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? We've got states represented in Washington and Texas, and we've got people here in Oregon. If you are on the line and you want to come before the Lord in prayer, press 1 on your phone tonight. It is an old-fashioned prayer meeting. We're going to Georgia tonight, 5332, 5332. You are live.
Gracious Father, we just give you all glory, honor, and praise. We want to exalt and magnify you and lift you up, for you are, Father, all that we could ever hope for or need. You are great and you are mighty. You are knowing all things, Father, and we come before you as your saints of God, as your children, Father, asking for direction and guidance, asking,
yes,
Father,
sir,
that you would take us by the hand and lead us and guide us, Father, that we might be able to do your will and do your things your way. We pray, Lord God, for our government, Father, that has command over us, Father, and we pray that they would do your will, Lord Father, not even knowing that they are doing your will, but that they would take care of your children, Father. We pray for those that don't know you, Lord God, those that have turned their backs from you, Lord God, the atheist, the agnostic, Father, those that serve other gods. We lift them up before you, Lord God, asking, Father, for your grace and your mercy over them, Lord God, and for an encounter with you, Lord God, that would make them say, what must I do to call upon the name of Jesus and be saved, Lord? We ask, Lord God, in the name of Christ Jesus, that you would cover and keep our children, Lord God, while they're in school, Lord God, and while they're out of school, Lord God. We pray your protection, Lord God, in the good weather, Lord God, in the bad weather, Lord God. We pray their protection, Lord God, from gun violence, oh God. We pray their protection, Lord God, from rape and from trafficking. We pray their protection, Lord God. We ask that you would keep our children, Lord God, close to your heart, Lord Father, and help us, Father, to be an example to them as to how we are supposed to live and to serve you, Lord God, that they would become a witness and a light, Lord God, that we won't have to wait for them to grow up, but that they would declare your name even as they are the age they are. And they would lead others unto Christ, Father, even as a babe. Father, you said that we must come to you like a little one. So help our hearts and minds go back, Lord God, to where you were our first love, Lord, where we do anything for you, that we would exalt and magnify you, Lord God, that we were excited, Lord God, to do and see what the Spirit of the Lord had for us on each day. Bring us back, Lord God, where we were sold out totally unto you, that we wouldn't do anything that we figured was outside of your will. Take us back, oh God, to where we knew that we were under the blood of Jesus and we didn't take advantage of the blood that covered us, oh God. Take us back, oh God, to that place, oh God, where we first loved you. Father, now we pray in the name of Christ Jesus, Father, over Pastor Black and the greater St. Stephen family, Lord God, and all that is attached to her, Lord. We pray that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that you would continue to cover and keep her and use her, Lord God, for great and mighty work in you, that you would protect her from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord God, that you would meet every need, Lord God, and that you would keep her mind stayed on you. We pray, Lord God, that you would multiply her finances and multiply all those that are attached to her. Multiply, Lord God. You are in the not in the addition business, Father, but you are in the multiplication business. And so we pray a multiplying blessing in her life and in her ministry, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, that you will bring every help that she needs, oh God, when she needs it, Lord Father. And Lord God, we pray for every mother, Lord God, every deacon and every pastor and every layperson and everyone, Lord God, that represents the household of faith, whether they sit in a pew and sit or whether they just listen over a phone for a service, oh God. But we give you glory for every life, Father, because you called life to exist, Lord, and you have a purpose for every life that you've placed on this earth. Help us to walk in our destiny, walk in what you've called us to be and do, Lord God. And we want to give you all glory and honor and praise today, Father, because we know that there is none like you. We want to cry out unto you, and you hear our cry, Lord God. You say, who is that calling on my name, Lord God? We want to worship and adore you. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, against sickness and disease, oh God. We pray against all those things that come against the children of God. We come against all the manner of evil that tries to attack us, oh God. We pray against those, Lord God, that are not looking out for our good but have evil and bad intentions, Lord God, for us, oh God. We pray your protection, Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, over all those, oh God, that are wavering but almost to the point of crying out to you. Protect them, Lord God, until they can get into the place where they know that they know that they know that there is no God like our God. Father, now we come before you, and we thank you for being birthed on this earth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took the time out to come and sacrifice your life for us. We want to give you glory, honor, and praise. We want to thank you because you didn't have to do it, but we're so glad that you did. We ask in the name of Christ Jesus that you would show us how, God, that we are to live a life that is pleasing unto you, that we would be like the women that brought in the extra oil. Show us what our oil is and how, oh God, to hold on to it and use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, every ministry, Lord God, over every school system, Lord God, over every police system, God, over every governmental system, Lord God. We pray over every hospital, Lord God, every nursing home, Father, every assisted living we pray over. Lord, we pray over our parents. We pray over our children. We pray over our nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins. We pray over the homeless right now in the name of Jesus. We pray over those that are homeless but are living in RVs or under tents, oh God. We pray, Lord God, over those that are depressed and mentally unstable, Lord God. We pray over those, Father, that are happy and full of all things that are pertaining to this world but not giving you glory, honor, and praise, Father. We pray over those that don't know they need you, Lord God. We pray over all of those that are in this world because we all need you right now. We all need your hand. We all need your guidance. We all need you, oh Lord. We need you, oh Lord. And some of us don't even know how we need you, but we know that we need you, Lord God. And so we pray right now in Jesus' name that you, oh Father, would send us, Father, instruction and direction. Allow Holy Spirit to speak to us like he's never spoke to us before, that we would hear with clarity what the Spirit of the Lord is directing us. And so, Father, we come before your throne of grace right now, saying that we love you, saying that we honor you, saying that we exalt and magnify you. We know, Lord God, that when the praises go up, that the blessings will come down. We want, oh God, to be blessed and filled with you, blessed in understanding of your word, blessed in the angels surrounding us from all hurt, harm, or danger, blessed to have every financial need met, blessed to have transportation to go to and from, blessed to give somebody else a blessing, blessed to be able to get to and from our destinations, blessed, oh God, above all measures, blessed above all that we could think or hope for. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up right now with your holiness and your Holy Spirit. Fill us up, oh God, until we want no more. Fill us up, oh God, that we pour out onto one another. Fill us up, oh God. That we, oh God, would be so full, Lord God, that everything we do, everywhere we move, every word we open up our mouth to speak would be filled with the blessings and the favor and the grace and the mercy of the Lord. And that those that hear us and see us would feel the anointing that is in our lives, that will feel the move of Holy Spirit that surrounds us, oh God, that when we come in contact with others, oh God, we would be like Paul's body, Peter's body, that will heal right before sickness tries to take over, that just the very shadow would heal. We desire, oh God, all that are broken to be restored. We desire, Lord God, to see all call upon your name. Father, we ask that you would forgive us. Forgive us if we held any ought against our brother or our sisters, oh God. Forgive us if we are holding and declaring that we will never forgive. Forgive us, oh God, for those that have come against us in any kind of way, that have hurt us in any kind of way. Forgive us, oh God, for not forgiving them. And now we ask that you would forgive and cleanse them, oh God. Purify their hearts and their mind. Allow someone to witness and minister to them that they will call upon your name for salvation. Lord God, we want to love you. We want to serve you. We want you to be pleased with the work that we put our hands to. So we pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you would have your way. Have your way from the beginning to the end, oh God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You, Lord God, are our head and not the tail, Lord God, because that is what you created us to be, and we are in your image, oh God. So we come before your throne of grace, and we ask right now in the name of Christ Jesus that you would chasten us, oh God, for anything that we are doing that is against your will and your way for us, oh God, because your word says that you chasten those that you love, Lord Father. So we ask that you would chasten us, correct us, oh God, instruct us, Father. And, Father, we pray over everyone that is on this line, Lord God. You know their needs. You know their wants. You know their desires. You know everything about us because you made us and made us in your image. So I ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of everyone that is attached to this line tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you would heal, deliver, and set free everyone that is attached to this line tonight. I pray that you would move in a mighty way, Lord God, for everyone that's attached to this line tonight. And, Lord God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for healing and delivering. Thank you for being a witness and a testimony. Thank you for being an example and a light. Thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are. And then help us, oh God, to be more like you, more pleasing, more, oh God, in your will and in your way, Lord Father. We pray, Lord God, over those that are in bad weather right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Keep them warm, Lord God. Allow them, Lord God, to not freeze, oh God, to death, Lord God, but that you would warm each finger and each toe and even a nose, Lord God. Warm it up, oh God, that they, Lord God, will be able to make it through another night. And then prepare, Lord God, to bless them, oh God, in whatever things that they are in need of. Lord God, we will give you all the glory, Father, because you deserve all of the glory. We will give you all the praise, oh God, because you are matchless in all your ways, and there is none greater than you. So we will give you all the glory. We will give you all the honor, oh God, because we reverence you, and you alone do we give and yield our hearts to. We will give you all the praise. We will exalt your holy name, O God. We ask in the name of Christ Jesus that you would hear us as we declare and decree your word and your will for us in our lives and those surrounding us. Because, Father, we know that you have all answers, and we know, Lord God, you already know what's going to happen, O God. So we pray, Lord God, for your blessings. We pray that you would keep us, O God. We pray, Lord God, that you would make your face to shine upon us, because we desire, O Lord, to see your glory. Let your face shine upon us, Lord Father, even if it's just casting the shadow down. Lord God, we pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you would have your way unto each and every one of us. And Lord God, we pray, Lord Father, that you, Lord God, will be gracious unto us. Your grace and your mercy, Lord God, is sufficient. And we ask, oh God, as we lay all things at your feet, all sin and all the ungratefulness and anything that we have done against you, we lay it at your altar, at your feet. Have your way, Lord God. Heal, deliver, and set free. And Lord God, we will glorify you and magnify you and you alone. For you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, O Father. You are worthy, Lord Father. And we love you, Lord God. We pray for the ministries in Roseburg. We pray, Lord God, for the ministries in every side, north, east, south, and west of Portland, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, over the fellowship in Tabernacle of Faith, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for the favor and the fellowship in Light of the World, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way, oh Father, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We will be careful to give you all the honor, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise. For you are God and God alone, and you are worthy of all the praise. And we, Lord God, lift our hands in total adoration unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father God, once again, we come before the throne of grace, calling upon your holy name, Father God. Father God, we come because we love you. We need you, Father God, to give you honor and to give you praise, Father God. What a mighty, awesome God you are. Father God, you from everlasting to everlasting. You truly are the great I am. Father God, we come tonight, Father God, lifting up Pastor Laws and her family to you, Father God, for the loss of her granddaughter's father, Father God. Father God, give them peace in their heart during this difficult time of losing a loved one, Father God. Father God, so many storms are raging, Father God. So many ships are rocking, Father God. The storm of joblessness, Father God. So many people stand in need of a job, Father God. We lifting the people up to you in prayer. We praying that job will be provided for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The storm of homelessness, Father God. So many people are on the streets, Father God. Some have tents, Father God. But then, Father God, you're driving down the street, you see others that's just sleeping in sleeping bags, Father God. Father God, it's cold out. Father God, it's raining out. Father God, we're praying for them, Father God. We're praying for a better life for them, Father God. We're praying that we can help them men along the way as we can, Father God. Father God, we're praying that they can find a dry place to lay their head, Father God. Keep them warm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the storm of hatred is among us, Father God. Oh, Father God, touch the ones that hate others, Father God. Father God, in order to make an end, we must love one another. We must have that agape love for each other, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for your love and for your mercy, Father God. Father God, so many storms are raging. Father God, we lean not to our own understanding, but always acknowledge you, Father God. And Father God, remember that you are the captain of our ship, Father God. Even though our ship may be rocking, Father God, during these storms, Father God, God. Oh, Father God, Captain Jesus is aboard, Father God. If we lean not to our own understanding, but always acknowledge you, Father God. Oh, Father God, that you will direct our path, Father God. Oh, Father, how we need you, Father God. Oh, Father God, death is all around us, Father God. We pray that we be in order, Father God, that we be ready when you call our names, Father God, because so many people are leaving here, and they're leaving without you, Father God. So help us to be ready, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us to, according to Michael 6 and 8, Father God, to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Oh, what a mighty God you are, a God from everlasting to everlasting. And we thank you, Father God, that for working in our lives, that we know who you are, Father God. Oh, Father God, so many people have made little g's. Oh, Father God, they worship little g's. But, Father God, we know that you are the only God, the only true and living God. And we give you the honor and we give you the praise. And, Father God, we will forever call upon your great name because no other help we know. Father God, we just pray that you strengthen us for whatever lies ahead, that we'll be ready to go through it, Father God. And as we're going through it, Father God, we know we're not going through alone. You're wrapped up beside us, Father, because, Father God, you never left us, but we did leave you for a season, and you was right there when we returned to the marvelous light, and we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for loving us so much, so much, so much, so much, Father God. We cannot begin to thank you enough, Father God. Oh, Father, that we truly humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, Father God, and turn from our sinful ways for you to hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal the land. Oh, how the land need healing, Father God. Oh, Father, we call upon your great name, Father God, because, Father, in your word, you said, blessed is a nation whose God is Lord. Father God, we your believers, we know you're the Lord of this nation, and we know you're the king of this universe, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. We thank you, Father God, that we could be in this world, but not of the world, that we continue to say no to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil, because, Father, we know we keep our hands in your unchanging hands. Everything will be all right. Oh, Father God, give us the strength we need to continue to run this race, Father God, because, Father, we know this is not our home. It's just a filling station for us to receive what it is that you have for us on this side, Father God. And, Father God, we pray that we make it on the other side to spend eternity with you, Father God. But, Father God, we want to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, Father God, we're looking forward to that day, Father God. And, Father God, we pray that we can help the men along the way as we can, Father God, that we can begin to plant good seeds in others that don't know you, Father God. Someone else come along and water, Father God, but you will give the increase, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the people, Father God, because, Father, we know you don't want no one to be lost, Father God, and we don't want no one to be lost, Father God. So, Father God, we pray for them. We pray that we can help as many as we can, Father God. Oh, what a mighty God you are, Father God. Oh, how we love you, how we need you, Father God. And, Father God, we will continue to look towards the hills from whence come our help. Father, help comes from you, our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you, Father God, that on the 25th we will be celebrating our Savior's birthday. Oh, Father God, we know it's not about the gift we give, about the gift we receive, but it's all about the Savior on helping one another as we can, Father God. Oh, Father, to love each other, to have that godly love for each other. Father God, we pray for your shepherds that you have called in your name, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around you, your shepherds, Father God, that they could continue to do the work you called for them to do. And these last and evil days, Father God, to preach and teach your holy word to your people. And I pray that we, your people, receive the word, apply the word to our life, and be doers of your holy words and just not hearers, and that we get a good understanding of your holy word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, how we love you, how we need you, Father God. And we will continue, Father God, to seek after you, oh, Father God, because you are the only answer for this world today. We love you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our final prayer for tonight, we're going back to Georgia. The last four digits of your number are 2777. I'm bringing you on live now.
Father God, I come to you tonight, God. First, I repent of all my sins, Father. Forgive me, Father, for my sins unaware, Lord. If I said or did anything, keep from this prayer coming to you, God. Lord, I ask for forgiveness, God. Search every heart, every mind, soul, and spirit, dear God. Oh, God, you know all about everyone on this line tonight, God. Oh, God, I ask you to just touch everyone, God. Lord, you know all about them, God. You know about the family, God. Oh, God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, touch her family, her granddaughter, God. Lord, I know you are able and capable of doing it, God. Father God, I ask you to just go there and just throw your arms around them, God. Let them know that you still there with them, God. You said you'll never leave them or you'll never forsake them, Father. Oh, Father, not them only one, God. Touch every Reed family in this world, God, going through, God. Oh, Lord, I know you're able, God. Touch, God. Have your way, God. When they see you, God, see the people, go minister to them, God. Don't let them see the person. Let them see you in them, God. You touch, Father. Have your way, dear Father. Use them, God, to your glory. And, God, I'm asking you, God, touch every child on this earth, God. Every baby on this earth, God. Look down on them this night, God. Put your angels all around them, God. From the top of everyone's head to the sole of their little feet, God. From the back of the head, sole of their little heel. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God. Go to the hospital, God. Church Denise, God. Lord, I'm asking you. Thank you for what you're doing and what you already have done, God. Lord, thank you for bringing her through. Thank you for a second chance, God. You're the only one to give a second chance, God. Can nobody else give a second chance? You the one to give everyone a second chance on this earth, God. And God, I'm asking you tonight, God, when it's time for us, God, to take that flight, God, I'm asking you to let everyone be ready. When you call our name, we don't know the minute of the hour when you're going to call our name, God. But, God, we just want to be ready when you call our name, God. And let us be with you, not that Satan, God. Remove him out the way, God. Touch, God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for moving, Lord. Thank you, God. Every bad thing come up, God, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. He don't have no power over your people, God. Then that's we give him the power, God. And, God, I pray that your people would not give the power to him, God, coming on this line, God, and being on this line every Sunday, God. Thank you for her, God. You know all about her, God. Continue using her and using this station, God. Touch every prayer warrior everywhere, God. All over the world, to the east, west, north, and south, God. And, God, you get the praise, God. Go to every hospital, room to room, to flow, God. Touch the doctors and the nurses, God. Oh, God, let them do what they have to do, God. Use them, God. Some can be saved still, God, and using God. And we go in that operating room, God. Before they go in that operating room, some of them pray over the people, God. And I know because I'm a witness because they pray for my daughter, God. And I thank you. Can't nobody be good but you, God, like this, God. You thank you for a second chance, God, for everyone. You give everyone a second chance on this earth to get it right. And no one, I pray that no one be lost in this world and go with that same God. And God, thank you. Thank you for using everyone on this line tonight, God. Thank you for the prayer. Touch and agree with every prayer that came up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. and amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me tonight for an hour of prayer. As I was thinking, somebody might be disappointed because there's no preaching, but if the thought that came to me was we've got enough preaching, what we need is more prayer.
Yes.
We need more prayer. The Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from his wicked ways, he said he would heal the land. And the land has not been healed, saints. So that tells me we still need to be doing some more praying, some more turning from our wicked ways. We need to be doing some more humbling ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you tonight for joining me for an hour of prayer. Thank you for bombarding heavens. Y'all just kicked the door in and went in. And I thank you tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight. I hope and pray that this hour of prayer will strengthen you, has strengthened you, has encouraged you, has challenged you, has lifted your spirit to help you get ready to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And until next Sunday, my brothers and sisters, may the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. May he wake you up in the morning and start you on your way. May the Lord God bless you real good. Love you. Have a blessed day, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Come on, give it up for the Straight Gate Man.
Oh, somebody come on and magnify him now. Give him some glory. Come on, just open your voice, open your mouth and magnify him. Oh yeah, he's worthy. He's the great I am. Come on, somebody, come on. Oh yes, he is. He's the Holy One. Lord bless you. He is the King of Kings. The great
one. Oh yes, he is. He is the Prince of Peace.